Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Okay, what is not wonderful is the load shedding situation. We spoke yesterday, we spoke to the mayor in Cape Town to hear what they are doing. And I thought, well, what are we doing here in Johannesburg? Mabine Siabe is the mayoral spokesperson in the city of Johannesburg. Thanks for joining us this morning. How are you?
It's a pleasure. I'm well, thank you. Well, thanks to yourself and good morning to the listeners.
So good morning. My first question, and not to be rude, but why am I talking to you and not the mayor? You know, whenever we need to get hold of the mayor in Cape Town, even though we're a Johannesburg community radio station, we can speak to the mayor there quite easily. Why in Joburg? Not that I'm upset to speak to you because you sound cool, but why don't we speak to our mayor?
Yeah, unfortunately, as I explained to a lot of people, the mayor's diary is a moving target, and today's the start of the financial year in Johannesburg, and the mayor is also preparing to travel, in fact, on this same issue of climate change as well as energy for the city, where she's going to learn best practice from places like Cairo and Paris.
All right. Well, just one comment is that as the mayor of the city of Johannesburg, it is good practice as well to talk directly to communities. That said, my point having been made, what are we doing in the city of Johannesburg? We, as I said, when we speak to Cape Town, we hear around about their initiatives to remove their dependency from Eskom. How's this going in the city of Johannesburg?
Well, I mean, as a starting point, as mentioned already, today's the beginning of the 2022-23 financial year. And the multi-party government has allocated 1.2 billion rand of capital expenditure to to City Power. And that 1.2 billion rand is to stabilize, upgrade and refurbish the grid. Because as Joburg is well aware, often when Eskom load shedding ends, the power does not come back. That's because the grid that we're dealing with, that with City Power, is old, it's been neglected, and as the multi-party government, we've therefore allocated resources to that. And on top of that, you might be aware, at the end of April, the Executive Mayor Council in Paul Palatsi convened a two-day energy indaba, where it brought together all stakeholders in the energy industry, and we wanted to form draw up a map as to how we'd start the process of lowering our dependency on Eskom. As we said, 90% of Joburg's energy is produced by Eskom, and we want that situation to change. We've set a target of the next 18 to 36 months, where we're going to start seeing independent power producers and other alternative energy sources coming online. We're working to procure up to 500 megawatts. And what that means is that for every stage of load shedding, so if stage one hits and we have an extra 100 megawatts of electricity,
then we won't
that means
need
people
to
of Johannesburg,
right.
Yes, we'll be off that. So these are some of the measures that we're putting in place to ensure that we're able to wean off our dependency on Eskom.
We spoke to, and we've been following the story, I think it's of Ward 32 near Greenstone, where they're trying to produce their own electricity through gas turbines, etc. And from what we understand is there's still a tremendous amount of reluctance and red tape coming from Eskom, that they've now got to try and take it to court. Is the city getting involved in trying to assist in those areas as well?
Well, we're working in the regulatory framework that we have as a city. Of course, there are various engagements with provincial and national governments. But ultimately, we're working to almost go it alone here in Johannesburg. And that's why the MMC for Environment and Infrastructure Services, Councillor Michaelson, was in Cape Town earlier this week. And that was to get an idea of best practice of how we manage our transition away from Eskom. And it's not going to happen overnight, but what we wanted was to ensure that we can able to do this in the quickest amount of time, how we manage the request for proposal and how we handle the tender process. Because you're in a situation where that process alone takes longer than the build.
Yeah.
So there was great experiences that were learnt from Cape Town. We need dedicated resources to this. I understand that the MMC for Environment and Infrastructure Services is looking for that advisory capacity, and we stated at the energy in Davao that there will be an advisory panel formed that will be able to guide the MMC as well as the executive mayor on this process.
So practically, what does that mean? If we have to look at the city of Johannesburg, you're saying between now and 18 months, we should start to see an improvement. Where is that improvement coming from?
That improvement will come with the introduction of independent power producers. So we need to go out to the market and see what possibilities are out there. And that's part of the request for proposals.
So to date, we haven't done that yet. To date, we haven't yet gone out to the market.
We have not gone out to the market. Of course, this administration has been in office for 7 months. And this has been a priority of ours. Hence, we've moved with haste to get this process moving. But also within that 18 months, we're also looking at the possibility of, because as I stated, we've invested 1.2 billion rand from today in stabilizing the grid. And part of that is so that we can look at getting smaller scale independent power producers already wheeling the grid. That means renting the grid and feeding into it to produce power. Just recently, and we can see that the market is ready for this and the market is willing to work with the city. Just this week, the executive mayor opened a mall in the west of Johannesburg, and they're producing 40% of their own electricity through solar panels, and they're working on a process where they're essentially able to produce their own electricity. And those industries and businesses that are producing the electricity will often have an excess, and that excess will be able to be fed into the grid and be able to supply the greater Johannesburg region. So that's part of stabilizing the grid to ensure that there is infrastructure that industry can use to help produce electricity for the city.
How active is NERSA in this? Because as far as the Lynnbro Park initiative is concerned, I think NERSA is quite problematic in assisting here. It does NERSA help or does it hinder?
Well, I mean, thus far, I mean, of course, NERSA will set the tariffs, and that's where part of the challenge is had. We're kind of at the behest of NERSA when it comes to tariffs, but when it comes to the IPPs, we've seen no obstruction or interference from their side. They did have a presence at the Energy Indaba, and of course, I mean, as a city, we have regular interactions with them.
Right. And unfortunately, that is all we have time for. Thank you for speaking to us this morning. And that is Mr. Mabine Siabe, who is the mayoral spokesperson for the city of Johannesburg.